welcome to worship on this week beginning the 15th of November. As part of our worship this morning, we share together in communion. And if you'd like to take part in that, please make sure that you have ready some bread or a piece of cracker or biscuit and a cup with some juice or some water so that you can participate in the communion later on. These are the words of the psalmist in Psalm 25. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. We worship together now.
Morning. Today's reading is taken from the New Testament in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 40. This is the parable of the sheep and the goats. Listen for the word of God. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was ill and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison or go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Amen, and may God add his blessings to these readings from his holy word.
Whatever you did for the least of one of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me. The words of Jesus, powerful words that make us stop and consider who we are and who others are in God's sight. Let me share with you a short reflection as we prepare to take the bread and the wine of communion. Already here, unrecognised, loitering in the shadows with the poor and the outcasts, the downtrodden and the marginalised. Already here, bringing light into darkness and hope into fear. And we shall see God when we look at our neighbour. Already here. Incarnation, God with us now. God's kingdom, not some future hope, but here, now, as Christ lives among us, always showing up, bringing light and love, revealing the kingdom. Already here, recognised. Or unrecognized.
In remembrance of me, eat this bread. In remembrance of me, drink this wine. In remembrance of me, pray for the time when God's own will is done. In remembrance of me, heal the sick. In remembrance of me, feed the poor. In remembrance of me, open the door and let your brother in. Let him in. This is my body. search for truth in remembrance of me. Always love in remembrance of me. Don't look above, but in your heart, in your heart, look in your heart. For God, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance of me.